In a time when school budgets around the state and the nation are being slashed, Tom Petri is proposing a spending increase for universities that teach history. Petri is calling his proposal the Higher Education for Freedom Act. It would authorize Congress to spend up to $150 million to create historical centers at universities. The money would go to train education majors in American history. In turn, they'd take their knowledge into the classroom. Petri says the programs would focus on the teaching of traditional American history, but he doesn't see any potential for controversy over different interpretations of the past.
Well, there are dozens of views, and that's great, but if there is not some bedrock of common knowledge, even if it's disputed by some, it's impossible to conduct any sort of an informed debate.
A history professor at UW Oshkosh says Petri's proposal sounds good, but Stephen Kircher hopes the training that results from it isn't too focused on memorizing or for meeting standardized test requirements. Kircher says that approach turns off many of the freshmen and sophomores who take his modern history classes. He says they don't think history is interesting or relevant.
Because the history that they're acquainted with is the history that was taught to them in secondary school, in middle school, and in high school. And that was a history that focused primarily around facts and dates. And that's a history that fails to excite them and to engage them.
Kircher is working with the Neenah School District to apply for a federal education grant. That program is similar to what Petri is proposing, except it's used by current teachers who want more experience with history. Petri's proposal is aimed at teachers in training. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.